This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Hour 3. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Crimes, and Eric Ruark joining us now, Numbers USA. Eric, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it very much. Every time you're on, we talk about immigration, things that are happening, you know, not only at the border, but once some of those folks even arrive and the things that happen after that. Where are we at right now? Have we seen any significant changes? Are things getting worse? Are they getting better? Where are we at?
Well, we can say things have gotten slightly better. We're not hitting a new record every month for encounters or, you know, arrests at the border, which, you know, every time we don't set a new record, the Biden administration takes a victory lap. But last month, March, there were 246,000 encounters. So that was down slightly, I think about 9,000 from the previous month, but that's still almost a quarter of a million people who are being encountered by Border Patrol. And I want to point out, that's just people who have contact with Border Patrol.
Right.
Many of those are being released into the United States. That doesn't count the gotaways. And so there's people that they say are known gotaways at this point, since Biden's been president, about 2 million people that they, you know, they estimate because they can see evidence. You know, you either have cameras or sensors or you see tracks. So those are the known gotaways, and then there's the unknowns, which we don't know how many. So overall, we've seen about 10 million people enter the country illegally.
How accurate?
And many of them are getting work permits.
How accurate do you feel the known gotaway number is?
Oh, I think it's probably pretty accurate, because when you look at it previously, lots of people didn't want to come in contact with Border Patrol because they didn't have such a good chance of being released into the country. And so now I would think, you know, most people, if they don't have a criminal record or if they're not on some list, terror watch list, or, you know, a member of a criminal gang, they know if they show up and encounter Border Patrol, they're going to be released into the country. The chances that they are going to be released into countries are very high.
Yeah, I mean,
so
Eric,
people who are, yeah,
go ahead.
Let's face it, the Border Patrol have been converted into border escorts. And this is
yeah,
really sickening.
What they're doing is processing people, and that's
yeah,
another, well, it's a huge problem, and they're taking them off of the border so they're not stopping people who are coming in. And so if you don't want to get caught, you can sneak through, between points of entry. But people who want to get in just show up, they turn themselves in, and Border Patrol agents are processing them, basically, you know, asking them who their name is, trying to find out as best they can based on the material available to them. A lot of times people are throwing away their identification
right
before they cross over. They're processing them in, giving them, in some cases, not a notice to appear in court, maybe 10 years down the road, and also in a lot of times giving them authorization to work. And even if they don't get work authorization and they're released, Secretary Mayorkas, DHS, is not going to go after them for you know, they're breaking the law by coming into the country. They're releasing them. They're not trying to prevent them from working or getting benefits or anything else.
Correct.
And, you know, it's hard to, you know, you cannot downplay the extent of this crisis, and you really can't compare it to anything other than what we've seen in the past 3 years. This is, by all standards, a historic occurrence.
Well, I saw Mayorkas, and we all saw Mayorkas get grilled on the Hill. And basically, to sum it up, he says that we don't have a rise in illegal immigration because he simply calls them all legal. That's his answer. They're legal. Everybody's legal.
These are asylum seekers.
Yeah, these, all of them, all of them. The entire earth is asylum seekers now. Come on in. Because, Eric, didn't we used to have, like, limits, numbers, flat-out numbers of who could come in, how fast people could come in? We have literally no limits anymore. None.
No, that's true, and you know, and that's something that we point out. You know, Numbers USA, we've always been concerned with the legal numbers because that's how most people were coming in until recently. And under the Biden administration, more people are coming in illegally across the southern border than they are coming in through the legal channels. And you're right when you mention asylum. Most people who are coming and showing up on the border aren't even claiming asylum or right. making what's known as a credible fear claim, where they say, I'm going to be persecuted if you send me back.
Right.
But the Biden administration is sort of using the asylum system yep. as a way to
a
pretend that everyone who's showing up yep. is in some kind of need. Either yep. they're fleeing persecution
That's
or
right.
they're saying they're
That's
fleeing
right.
poverty.
It's their crutch.
Or,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
And they're using that to circumvent the limits to get people in for economic reasons, or to work.
Okay. Dumb question on my part. I think I may know the answer to this, although you're the expert here. Somebody comes across, they've thrown their ID away, like you said earlier. How, at some point in time, do we figure out exactly who this individual is or is not? And let's say they get to the point where they even file for, you know, citizenship and so on. How, what is the process, and how do we prove who an individual is that's coming from another country?
Well, the Biden administration says that they're vetting them as thoroughly as possible. And that's true in the sense that they're relying on, you know, information that's available to them. But if, unless they already came in the United States illegally previously, you know, Haiti is a good example. This yeah. is a government, the Haitian government, which is in disarray. So you
right.
have Haitians coming here through a program, a parole program set up illegally by the Biden administration. There's no information available about these individuals.
Right.
And so, yes, they are fingerprinted. They take their names. They put them in the system, but we don't know in many cases who these people actually are. We have to rely on who they tell us they are.
And my point is, let's take that example. So I've been to Haiti. There's a lot of good people in Haiti. There's a lot of bad people in Haiti. How do we know one from the other?
We don't really, and that's the problem. We
yeah,
have no reliable information in many cases.
And, even
and that's
if,
not just for Haitians, that's for anyone
sure.
coming.
You can use that example around the world.
And even if we can't weed out the bad from the good, even if we can't weed out from the bad from the good, look at the sheer numbers. There are too many of them, bad or good. I mean, there are just far too many.
Yeah. Right.
And that's the point, you know, I like to emphasize. Most people are coming, they're economic migrants. They want
right.
to work. We
right.
understand that. That's not grounds for admission into the United States.
No.
But they want to come because they see opportunity here. A rational decision. Some come because Chicago, New York, other places are offering benefits. They see this online. They want free money. And you know, that's, again, a rational decision. Some want to be reunited. They have family members here. None of those reasons are grounds for admission. But if you are on the terror watch list, or if you're intent on harming Americans, if you're in a criminal gang, you're going to get in the same way. And
right.
that's the problem.
Right.
Everyone's getting in, almost. Not everyone. We don't have a total open border. But Mayorkas did say last year 85% of the people who are showing up at the southern border are getting into the United States.
It's a big number.
Especially since the number coming to our southern border is many times what it was before Biden.
Many times, yes. Like I say, this is a historical, these are
yep.
historic numbers.
It's an all-out invasion.
Yeah, literally that's what it is. Numbers USA, how do we find you, Eric?
Very easy. NumbersUSA.com. You go there right at the top of the page. You can take action. The thing we're dealing with right now is Senator Mike Lee has introduced it in the Senate, and there's support in the House. It's called the VALID Act, which would ensure that inadmissible aliens have to have the same ID to fly commercial airlines as anyone else, including American citizens. Because right now they're showing up.
Right.
Getting papers from the Border Patrol, TSA is letting them fly. Again,
we couldn't do
not
that.
Not really knowing who they are.
Yeah, you and I couldn't
not.
Do
no,
that.
We,
you know, none of us listening, no, nobody listening right now even could get on an airplane and do that, Eric.
No, but we have people who aren't allowed to be, by law, admitted into the United States or getting on airplanes. Based on the information they provided, whether or not it's accurate, we don't know. But that would prevent that from happening.
All right. Eric, as always, we appreciate you, sir. Thanks for all the hard work.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Have a great night. And they do great work, by the way, folks. Follow them, Numbers USA. You can actually sign up for Some newsletters donate, by the way. They do a lot of what they're talking about, literally with, you know, donations, you and I helping out. So please give them a hand as much as you possibly can. Flesh Laws up next. Speaking of laws and all the things we just went through with Eric, Kevin is there to help you, whether it be civil, criminal, you name it. Kevin can help. 303-806-8886.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Level Engineering, Alan Davis. Find out if solar is a good fit for you. There's a new program that may make it so, or it may not have been in the past. Call Alan today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Getting affordable solar on your home without the tax credit is now doable with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. You had thought without the tax credit, you would not be able to afford buying solar panels for your home. It seemed like you will be stuck with electricity through Xcel with their ridiculous rate increases every year. With Alan's help, there is a great way to get solar with no money down and no out-of-pocket expenses. Through a Level Engineering partner named Everbright, they will guarantee your monthly power bill is less than you pay now with a rate locked in at 2.9% increases a year, far below what Xcel is projecting for their frequent rate hikes. And they keep the tax credit you are not going to qualify for in the first place. Your home goes up 6% in value with those solar panels, and this program called PPA transfers seamlessly with the new owner. Beautifully, you win all the way around. Now you get solar. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
I'm Josh, a technician with Business Equipment Service. We all know how frustrating it can be to deal with a salesman who doesn't necessarily understand your needs or what product is right for you or your company, especially when it comes to purchasing new office equipment. As your technician, I can make the right recommendation for your home or office, get you the best deal, work through the delivery, installation, and training for you and your staff, and most importantly, be there to support the equipment long after your purchase. At Business Equipment Service, you don't get less, you just pay less. Check out what our customers have said about us for nearly 20 years at BESofColorado.com. That's BESofColorado.com.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive, this is John Rush.
All right, the Biden-Harris administration announces major steps to stand up landmark American Climate Corps initiative, mobilizing the next generation of climate leaders. In other words, the next generation of brown shirts.
Yes.
Let's call it what it is.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what this is there's, and you've seen some different things that are out on social media and some posts and things about this. It's, and at first I was like, is this really true. I need to go do a little bit of investigative work and not just get worked up over some social media post. So I did. And the headline I just read you, by the way, comes from AmeriCorps.org, or sorry, .gov. So yes, in fact, this was, by the way, announced on Earth Day, which, as I said on Earth Day, on NCR and this particular program, how any Christian ever could be involved in Earth Day on any level is still beyond me, knowing that this kind of garbage goes on.
Pure insanity.
You're a total knucklehead.
I mean, they're talking about what? The American Climate Corps. Do you want to explain this?
Go ahead. No, go take it away. Go ahead.
Okay, it says it's going to be a groundbreaking initiative modeled after Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Yeah, Roosevelt's Civilian Conservation Corps that will put more than 20,000 young Americans to work fighting the impacts of climate change today while gaining the skills they need to join the growing clean energy and climate resilience workforce of tomorrow. Think about this, John. 20,000 government agents,
yep,
who you call Climate Corps.
Brown shirts
that you can disperse out into all these companies. And by the way, any company that says, I don't want one, now the government's going to come after them and be all over them like white on rice. Okay? And if you say, okay, we'll take one in, now what do you have?
A snitch.
You have a snitch.
Sorry, a brown shirt, a snitch.
Okay, you're...
This is the...
You know what you have? Oh, if I
go ahead.
I got to do this.
Go ahead.
You love the movie Hunt for Red October, yeah, right? Remember how they had the political officer on every Russian sub?
Correct.
Who was nothing but somebody who was there making sure that you had big government, big brother,
looking
watching
after you.
You.
That's right.
So all these are, American Climate Corps, all they are is big brother stuffing agents into your workplace.
This is like my comparison along these lines. Andy's got a great one. My comparison also would be, this was like during COVID when Karens would run around and tell on businesses that were open that shouldn't have been,
right,
or they were serving this customer that shouldn't have been served, or they had this table inside and it should have been outside, or whatever the case may be. That's this to the max.
That's this to the max. Why? Because, John, those Karens weren't employed by the government. They were doing it just because they're bad people. These are people who the government will actually be paying,
yep,
to spy on you and destroy you, because these are hardcore leftists.
Yep.
They're not just going to look. They're not just going to expose any time that you do something that's not climate conscious. They are going to attack Republican businesses. They are going to attack any conservative and look for any way, shape, or form to burn,
yep,
conservative businesses to the ground.
Absolutely.
From the inside.
Absolutely.
And by the way, do you think that they are going to snitch and narc on liberal businesses anywhere near as much? No.
This,
not even close.
The partnership between North America's building trades unions, trade futures, and the American Climate Corps,
oh,
highlights our shared commitment to creating opportunities for all people to learn the skills necessary for lifelong fulfilling careers that will address the climate crisis. Which, by the way, folks, I've said it a gazillion times, I'll keep saying it, there's no crisis. There is no climate,
no,
crisis. It does not exist. It's fabricated. Should we be good stewards of the earth? Absolutely. I talk about that all the time. Are we at some sort of a crossroads or some sort of a crisis worldwide where if we don't get this taken care of, we're all going to be dead? No, folks. If you think that, you're really, really, really stupid.
John, every one of these brown shirts that's put into any company runs that company.
Yep.
Forget the CEO, folks. Forget the CEO.
Yep.
That brown shirt has the U.S. government behind them.
Correct.
And they can say to you, you will do this and this and this and this because we want it that way. And you know it's not just going to be climate things. They'll put DEI initiatives through and all this.
That's right.
They are going to say, basically, you will run this place as a hardcore leftist hellhole.
Yep.
Yep. Or we are going to shut you down, we being my big brother who's, yep, standing right behind me.
And folks, keep in mind, this is not just going to be huge businesses where they infiltrate. This will be every,
no,
little business to where maybe you threw something in the trash that, quote unquote, wasn't supposed to go there, according to them, by the way. Or you had a little spill out back, or you didn't get your cooking oil cleaned up quite right, or you're an automotive shop that had a little bit of a spill out in the parking lot, or. Get where I'm going, Andy?
John, these are the same people who have Trump in court right now over nothing.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Those people who have Trump in court right now over nothing are going to have 20,000 agents that they call young, give me a break, a climate corps, young agents that they scatter throughout our economy. And they'll move them around. You're right. It's not just going to be big businesses. They're going to go into small businesses. You'll have one who will be probably be responsible for 10 or 20 businesses in an area.
Or more.
That's the government walking in your door.
Again, it's like the brown shirts back in the day where these young kids will roll around you know, tape recorder. I know those don't exist, but you get my drift.
They got better stuff
video
now.
Video camera in hand, videoing, talking, sending off info to the powers that be. They will not have the power to enforce anything, but they will pass on that information to people that do.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter what power they have.
Correct.
What matters is who's behind them.
It's who's snitching.
This is horrifying.
It really is. This is one of the scariest things, which, by the way, pretty much went under the radar. Not a lot of people talked about it. This was done, of course, on Earth Day, so it was sort of in that whole celebration of what Earth Day is, which, by the way, is its own cult in and of itself. That's why if you're a Christian and you participate in it, you're a total knucklehead. But I'm digressing, Andy.
John, let me ask you something. I wonder how Jewish business owners must feel right now.
That is a really good, I hadn't thought about that.
I mean,
good question.
The government that is behind, the government people who are behind these people that they're going to scatter out, these brown shirts, are people who celebrate what's happening right now at all these college campuses. They are celebrating people who are calling for all you Jews to die, okay? And they're about to have 20,000 climate core people, give me a break, going out there. Do you think that these climate core people are not going to shut down and trash every Jewish-owned business they can?
If they absolutely will, Andy.
And Christian-owned businesses.
Will. Absolutely they will. Absolutely. If they can, they absolutely will. That will be one of their mantras. Their marching orders, if you would.
Goodbye, my pillow.
Am I right?
Yes!
I mean, if they don't agree with what you're doing. So let's, for example, this is Colorado. Let's say that Andy, you've got a gun store, gun range attached.
Oh, you're doomed.
Are you a target? No, pardon the pun, but...
Yes.
Are you a target?
It's a good pun. Use it. You are a massive target.
Mm-hmm. They're going to be coming after you. And there'll be other businesses like that. Churches, Andy, schools, Christian schools, charter schools.
John, just look at, take a step back here for a moment. If we can go to break here and then come back, that'll be fine, okay? But take a step back here for a moment. Look at how Joe Biden is being treated. Biden's family, Hunter, and all of them, how they're being treated by the court system. And then look at Donald Trump, who, by the way, has done nothing wrong, how he's being treated by the court system. Okay, that entity is now going to have 20,000 agents to pick and choose where they're going to actually apply any of their standards.
Yeah, wait for the knock on the door, folks. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers. Anything mortgage-related, give Kurt a call today. He'd love to help you, and he can even help you with your credit score. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, High Five Plumbing. Right now, there is a special on drain cleaning, $56. Give them a call today. High Five Plumbing, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Springtime is a great time to have High Five Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling inspect your entire plumbing system and fix those things that may have gone wrong through the winter. Things like de-winterizing your swamp cooler or fixing busted sprinkler lines are a pain every year, especially if you find out only when you try to turn them on. High Five will fit you in now so you don't have a huge mess on your hands. They will go from top to bottom at your home, like spring cleaning for your plumbing, and make sure you're ready for anything that the unpredictable Colorado weather has thrown your way. Springtime is also the right time to check for roots that have invaded your main lines, and High Five can identify those blockages, clear them out, and help you understand how to prevent them. Don't wait and find out the hard way. Call High Five right now at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE and tell them KLZ sent you to receive $56 off your inspection or repair.
I clog my toilet one too many times. I'll call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, if you've got any kind of a problem, leak, a gutter issue, you name it, Dave can fix all of that, including extending the life of your current roof, which will save you money in the end. Call Dave and find out how. 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Premier Home Remodels, and again, it's really nice when the remodel is done, you see the finished product, and I will tell you, in my particular case, my wife and I, it was like, you know, why didn't we do that a lot earlier? Well, don't let that be you. Get it done now. Talk to Premier today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
We are back. Myself, Andy, and Dave joining us now on the phone. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to help out with some of the terms there. I think a better use of the use of brown shirts would be the infiltrators, agitators, professional agitators that are infiltrating the campuses right now. Those students would best be described as Red Guards, in the vein of Mao Zedong, as he used those college students at that time for that cultural revolution. And then, of course, the climate warriors, or whatever they're calling that group right now, would best be described as commissars, who would be out there enforcing the indoctrination and the adherence of party policy and ideology.
Can't argue that.
Sure, that works.
Yeah, can't argue that at all, Dave. Absolutely.
But they are brown shirts,
I mean,
too.
Dave, this is, and I told Andy during the break, this is one of those things that most people really didn't know about, sort of got passed under the rug, underneath everybody's noses, if you would. This is probably one of the larger things that Joe Biden and his crew has done to affect Americans.
Well, absolutely. Not just that, but the southern border invasion, along with the crashing of the economy. I mean, that was purposeful. It was all done purposely.
Absolutely.
Make
that But we're fighting each other, and we're not watching what
absolutely.
They're doing.
Absolutely, Dave. Spot on. Can't argue that.
All right. Have a good one.
Dave, appreciate it very much. You are spot on. Joe, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys, I can't stay on, but I want to tell you about a new federal indictment you're going to be reading about Trump tomorrow morning in brown shirts. Apparently, his housekeeper was making his bed, and she noticed that somebody had cut the tag off his mattress.
Ah! He's going to jail for
criminal.
Mattress. Not mattress tag removal.
He ratted him out for removing that tag that says, do not remove under penalty of law. So you're going to read about
it. By the way, what a stupid
tag. You know,
tag.
Isn't it great that she saved us just in time?
Yeah.
Just in time. Thank goodness for brown shirt housekeeper.
That's right, Joe.
All right, guys.
Thank you. And Joe's being funny, but, you know, that's a lot of what may very well be happening with this other situation. Alex in Littleton, you're next.
Hey, John.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, good. How's the day going so far?
Good, 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 good.
I was listening to a radio program today, and also on the news, it was like NBC News. It was on televised, and we are speaking about brown shirts. Let me discuss brown propellers.
Okay.
So there was a news article that said that insurance companies are now going to start using drones to fly over your house for imperfections in your property. So
I had an article I was going to do last week on that. Alex, I just ended up with too many other things to do and didn't get to it. But, yep, I read all about that.
Yeah, I just saw that today.
So for those of you listening that don't know, yes. And by the way, it's not, Alex, to my understanding, it's not going to start doing. They've been doing this.
Okay, yeah.
So, and for all of you listening, what they're doing is insurance companies are droning, mapping out certain areas, looking at different things on your particular property, making sure that things are in the condition that you tell them it is. And on top of that, Alex, making sure that there isn't some other thing going on that they could either deny a claim for or just flat out cancel your insurance over.
Mm-hmm. Well, in actuality, the insurance company, you are their investment, so...
True.
See that, but
and you know, and on this one, this is a little different, and I'm glad you brought that up, because this one's a little bit different than the last conversation we were having about what Joe Biden and the regime want to do when it comes to the, you know, the climate and all of that. This is a little different. To your point, you have now bought a policy with an insurance company. You have told the insurance company and filled out some disclaimers and different things and so on. And by the way, if you've lied on any of those, that's insurance fraud. And I am one that will tell you that while I don't necessarily agree with that way of doing it, on the same token, if they can do that versus sending an agent out that's going to go up and climb on your roof and check all these different things and so on, I mean, at the end of the day, it is their right to know about your property because they are, in fact, insuring you with a contract.
True.
That's a difference. Yeah, and I've had this kind of conversation back and forth with listeners that have texted me over this particular item. This one's a little different than what you would have with government spying and so on. You've enlisted them to insure your property, and they're double-checking to make sure that what you've disclaimed or said is, in fact, the truth.
Well, you freely entered a contract.
Correct.
Which is a lot different from being just a citizen who the brown shirts are now
there you go.
Infiltrating.
Absolutely.
Can it also be on the equivalence of a credit report or credit standing?
Correct.
So
it's kind of creepy, though.
I mean,
you know, Alex, it's still kind of creepy having them hovering above me.
Now, really quick, I will say this. Now, I'll go on record saying this because I've been around enough of the different industries to know these things happen. You know, Alex, if everybody was honest with their insurance company, we wouldn't have some of the issues with insurance companies that we have today. The problem is people forget insurance companies are there to make a profit, and if they don't, they will make sure they raise rates and do things necessary to make a profit. Otherwise, they go broke and nobody has insurance. If more people were honest with their insurance companies in the first place, you and I and Andy would all be in a different place today.
Yeah. It'd probably be a lot less.
I mean, I cannot tell you over the years being even on the automotive side how many what I knew were fraudulent insurance claims that, you know, you even may, you know, there are times where I would even bring it to an agent's, you know, or to an adjuster's, you know, attention. And I can't tell you how many times people try to scam the insurance company out of something that they think is rightfully theirs because they paid a premium, although it's still fraud at the end of the day.
Yeah, true.
Anyways, side note, that's a whole other conversation. But no, that's I didn't talk about that last week, but I meant to. So thanks for bringing it up.
Sure. Yeah, it's the whole interaction between insurance and just this methodology that's going on.
Yep.
So yeah, it's a lot easier just to fly a drone over and take photography. But now, if the imagery is questionable, now that's a whole another range of irritation you're getting into.
Correct. You're correct.
Now somebody has to physically go out there and check it.
I mean, what I would tell people to do, best bet, just be honest with your agent on the front side. Fill everything out accordingly. If there's something you don't know, figure out what the answer is. Don't just throw something in. And best of all, too, Alex, when it's all said and done, don't turn claims in that aren't legit. All it does is cost all of us more money, you and I included.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Indeed. That's where we are now.
That's where we're at. So, absolutely.
Cool.
Alex, thanks, man. Appreciate you very much. Yeah, no, that was a story I had last week, Andy. I just never got a chance to,
well,
to
what
get
is,
to it.
Well, what is your agent, who we all know very well?
Paul Lumberg.
Yeah, what does Paul do to keep an eye on these things?
Well, and American National has a different way of doing things.
Yeah.
And I'll give a quick plug for them because of their rebate program, whereby if you don't have a claim for 3 years, you get 25% of your first year's policy premium back in year four. So there's an incentive to be honest with the insurance company, because if you are and you don't just nickel and dime them for every little thing, you get a good portion of your premium back on down the road, meaning you will self-insure, quote unquote, a lot of little things to avoid those big issues that we just got done talking to Alex about. That's the difference between them and what a lot of other insurance companies do. By the way, Eddie,
well,
I
and
think
also when you are part of a large group of clientele who do that, all of your rates are going to be kept down.
Correct. My feeling is sometimes, and I'll say this, I think, Andy, some insurance companies encourage indirectly bad behavior by even some of the commercials and things that they run, and they don't incentivize their people to not turn in claims, but rather do the opposite. And it's part of their marketing. And I won't name names because you all know who I'm talking about. You see the ads on TV all the time.
Right.
Some of these companies encourage you to turn in claims, which I, by the way, don't agree with either. But yeah, insurance fraud is, I don't know how many billions upon billions of dollars. It might even be larger than that, Andy. I haven't checked. But insurance fraud, at the end of the day, costs all of us money. Because, as I always say, on this program especially, businesses don't incur expenses. They pass them on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they don't stay in business. So if you think for 1 second that a business incurs a higher insurance premium, it's not going to cost you more at the end of the day in the products they provide, rest assured it's going to.
Okay, last question, tying it back into our original topic, and you can answer it now or after the break. These 20,000 brown shirts, and our caller gave us some other good titles for them
all
as well.
All good titles, by the way.
Political officers, whatever, who are going to be
dispersed. Red Guard, whatever.
Red Guard, who are going to, I like that one, who are going to be dispersed out into the economy, into all these businesses. What do you think they will do for the overall cost of goods and services?
Raise it.
Dramatically.
This also creates inflation, folks. So, again, we look at today where we're at with the Fed. Scott Garlis will join me on Thursday talking about some of those very things. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, Andy, government is the only thing. Everybody talks about it's big business, it's greed, it's this, it's that, that creates inflation. No. It's government and government solely that creates inflation. They do it by constricting supply. They do it by increasing demand. They do it by printing money. They do it by making businesses pay more to actually get their goods and services to market, i.e. what they're doing with the 20,000 Red Guard or brown shirts. All of these things come into play as to what the cost of doing business is, and it's passed on, Andy.
John, big business doesn't make $1 until you decide to give it to them for their product.
Correct.
And big business has to compete against big and little business. Government has no competition.
None.
Okay.
No.
And they also,
by the way, they hate competition.
They hate competition, and they are the ones who drive up all prices.
Government is the only reason inflation exists. Please, anybody out there listening to me, don't let anybody else out there, I don't care what side of the aisle they come from, do not let anybody else tell you differently. The only place inflation comes from is, in fact, government. Because think about this. If government didn't exist and goods were treated, you know, freely, back and forth, Andy, what reason is there for any kind of inflation to happen in the first place?
None.
Thank you.
By the way, a lot of inflation happens with companies who are partnered with government.
That's another conversation.
Government protects this and that business and allows them to basically price up.
Yeah,
look at green energy. Look at electric cars. Look at
there,
those.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of examples, and we can get into even a lot of details in regards to how long should certain patents be good for and so on and so forth, because even some of that can create inflation. And I'm all for protecting that individual inventor and their proprietary rights to what went on in that particular item that was produced, invented, whatever the case may be. But Andy, at some point you have to release that to the market and just say, okay, that patent has run its course.
Right.
It's no longer any good. And yeah, while we're going to try to protect that person and encourage, foster innovation by protecting some of those things, which, by the way, as a country today, we're not doing a really good job of. We protect it for the big interest, but not for the little guy. So
right.
That's a whole nother conversation. I've interviewed people in the inventor, you know, marketplace, if you would, Andy, to verify exactly what I just said. If you're not careful, the big guys, who, by the way, a lot of times are in bed with government, with Uncle Sam,
oh, yeah,
will come along and steal that thing that you had, and it's no longer even protected, and or they'll even steal your patent right out from underneath you.
Yeah,
that's
they'll steal it, they'll mass produce it, you're done.
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, again, the only thing that creates inflation is government. We'll be right back. K&R Home Transitions is next. By the way, speaking of inflation, yes, houses have gone up. Prices have gone up. There are ways to still get good deals when it comes to homes. Sometimes that's buying a home that needs some work. Sometimes that's selling your home that needs some work. They've got a re-up program if that's you. They'll also help you with that buying of a home and getting it fixed up, and maybe you want to flip it when you're done. Whatever the case may be, take the stress out of buying and selling a home today. K&R Home Transition, 720-437-8210. And don't forget Golden Eagle Financial. When it comes to investments, inflation, all the things Andy and I just talked about, figure out where you are on the retirement path today. Call Al Smith. Find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, if you're looking for a new used car, we've got two locations to serve you now, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins, and then on top of that, they can fix any vehicle at either location as well. RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. A few minutes left of today's show. Bit of fast day, by the way.
Oh, very fast day. Okay, let's make this real easy.
Okay.
They're going to send out these 20,000 brown shirts.
Yep.
Red Guard, whatever.
Yep.
And let's say Business A is run by somebody who's not even very political, just kind of apolitical. But Business B, their competitor, is run by a big Democrat donor.
Oh.
Which one is going to have a brown shirt go in and find everything they possibly can on a climate violation?
The first one.
Yeah.
The second one will probably get a pass.
So what do you think all the business leaders are going to start doing? They're going to start being big donors to Democrats. This is nothing but a scare.
An extortion process here.
This is pure extortion. You send these people out, and I guarantee you what's going to happen is this. Big business owners or CEOs or any of these people running small businesses are all going to know, man, it's just like, you know what it's like? It's protection racket. Mm-hmm. It's like having to pay the mafia in your local area for protection.
Correct.
Okay? You better donate to Joey Democrat.
Otherwise, they're coming down on you.
Otherwise, I've got 20 things I can nail you for.
Yep. Oh, Andy, I can see that happening all day long.
I guarantee
it. And if you guys listening don't believe me, just wait. This is coming. No, it won't happen tomorrow. All these things take some time to take place. By the way, this is why it's very, very important and why elections have consequences. This is one of those things, because of how it was done in the first place, that the first day Donald Trump takes over office, he could kill.
Yes.
You literally could kill this from day one.
Oh, yeah.
This whole thing is gone, done, out of here. We're not doing this.
Yeah, we're not going to have spies going out in here.
We're not
area.
Doing this. Which kind of also, by the way, makes you realize how big and bold this administration is, because even though they know that the next person coming in could literally kill this, they don't think they're losing. Or they wouldn't start something like this close to election. Now, on the same token, this is a big election thing they can run on and talk about how, look what we did. We've invested into these young people. They're going to have lives and, you know, down the road and a future in green energy and blah, 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 blah. That's how they'll spin that in.
Right, right. Never mind that your taxes are paying for 20,000 brown shirts to go out.
Snitches.
And turn every business leader into A, a Democrat donor, or B, gone.
Correct.
And by the way, I disagree with you on one thing. You think it'll happen slowly. I think it'll happen quickly. I think that the extortion and the pressure will happen almost overnight.
Well, I mean, once they get organized
they
and get these
out,
kids out, yeah, the question is how long does that take?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the training. And the,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's the slow part I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, they'll try to get this done even before Election Day. They'll try to have stories that they can run before Election Day to actually use in debates and so on. Look what we did.
Look at who we found.
Correct.
This person was doing this
Look
and this,
this
and
kid.
This. And by the way,
they're the bright future they now have.
And by the way, another thing that these young kids could do, Oppo research against Republicans.
Sure.
Okay? Because all they have to do is say this, hey, Republican governor, Republican candidate, one of your donors is this business owner who had this many infractions, boom, 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 that we found.
By the way, Andy, this is the other thing
that
I could see happening. Where do you think, or what type of states do you think these will be deployed more to?
Oh, red.
Yep.
Red.
Yep.
You've got to scare people. You have to use power. Look, this is the one thing I learned growing up on the left, John. It is all about power. That's why they love the public education system. They get all these young kids in front of them, and you live my way or I can wreck you.
Yep.
You have to learn what I tell you to learn, or my goodness,
my
I give you
way
a grade.
Or the highway.
I give you a grade and I hold back your life.
Absolutely.
They love power.
That's exactly what's happening. I talked earlier about the different spelling in folks. That's what's happening on college campuses. If you don't spell that word correctly, you are somewhat, Andy, ostracized in that class and have to make up work and do more because you did something wrong by spelling folks wrong with an LK versus an X.
Yeah, LKS, that's white power.
Evidently. I mean, we laugh at this stuff, but we should be crying because this is lunacy. This is total Marxism continuing to take over our country, and we're allowing it. We're voting for this crap. Not we, but some are.
It blows my mind. It blows my mind how many in the middle don't understand what this means when somebody says we're going to have 20,000 trained AmeriCorps climate people.
Are they just
climate corps people that we're going to send out into your neighborhoods and they're going to be, you know, put in businesses? Are you kidding me?
I got nothing, Andy. I got nothing. All right, we'll take our last break. We'll come right back. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, 56, or sorry, let me get this right. There's a special off of an AC tune-up right now is what I should say, because it varies depending upon what you actually have going on in your particular HVAC system. But call today, find out what that tune-up special is and how that would work for you in your home. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, find them at klzradio.com.
Something about summer.
Get your whole HVAC system ready for summer with Rheem Certified Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek is offering $50 off their spring tune-up service, and what they offer is what you pay, with no add-ons, trip charges, or other costs. Cub Creek service goes through a 25-point inspection where they'll check the entire system inside and outside of the home. They'll clean the unit and lines completely, even the coils outside or pads on your swamp cooler, and it's all included in their upfront cost. A crucial difference with Cub Creek is that they clean the system before they check it. That means all the buildup, dust, and dog hair won't give them indications of costly issues that can be fixed just by cleaning the system before testing. Get in before the summer rush to turn on the air conditioner with no surprises and know what you're going to pay up front. Contact Cub Creek Heating and AC now at klzradio.com/HVAC.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Got about a minute or so left here of today's program. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. And again, we're not trying to scare any of you with that last story, just giving you the information. And that was an announcement made by the current administration on Earth Day.
Yeah.
Just letting you know what's coming. This was, again, when I first read that, Andy, I really thought, oh, come on, is this really true? Are some people just getting, you know, overexcited about something? You know how things get at times. I needed to go double check just to make sure what I was reading on social media was correct, because some people can get all wound up over things that aren't necessarily the way it seems. And so I thought, well, let me go right to the source and find out. The story you were reading from is the source.
Yeah.
That's on the government's website. That's the source of the story.
They actually admit it.
Yeah, it's right there in front of you.
This is why, after I went from the left to the right, I realized that these environmentalists are all watermelons, green on the outside, red on the inside. They are communists. The only way they can enforce any of their restrictions on businesses is with government power.
Correct.
And threats.
Yeah, because really, if you think about it, folks, there's just so many, you know, look out at any city, especially a big city like Denver, and we're not one of the biggest, but look out at the city, look at all the different businesses and homes and things that are here. I mean, it's literally impossible to try to regulate and watch over every single one of those businesses unless, Andy, you've got 20,000 additional people running countrywide to help with this.
That's an army.
Literally.
And by the way, it would start at 20,000.
Yeah, it'll grow from there,
Andy. Oh, yeah.
It's not gonna stay there. It'll be hundreds of thousands before it's over.
And like you said, John, the reason you call it brown shirts, these are young people.
Yes, that's exactly why I
these
went
are our young activists that's who right. are paid by your tax dollars to be
spy
sent
on
out
you.
To make sure that you are donating to Democrats, or we're going to use the climate to wreck your business.
That's exactly right. All right, got health and wellness coming up tomorrow. Have a great evening. Be safe. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes signing off. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.